Good morning, good people. It is 8th July 2020. The readings are from Hosea chapter 10, verses 1 to 3, 7 to 8 and 12, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. God is looking for us tirelessly because God wants to entrust a mission to each one of us. Since our life is looking for something other than God, we end up being tired, exhausted, and depressed at times to create our own petty gods. Affluence alienates the other and God in long run when it is channeled to multiply the pleasures for oneself. There is a spiritual distance created by the power of money, wealth and affluence in life. More we lean on fake and false securities, we are least bothered to learn from the resources of truth. We move away gradually from the centrifugal presence of God and the poor when we attach to the affluence. It is not just abundance alone makes us to be far from God and those who are suffering, but our refusal and indifference to repentance does. Quote, "It is time to seek the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness on you." Hosea chapter 10 verse 12. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea pleads the people to return to the Lord, changing their perspective on life and God. God blesses us with riches and affluence to make the poor and the marginalized feel comforted and secure. If our wealth cannot make someone to smile, it could make them to cry. God gave the people of Israel the best of everything. In return, people slapped God with the worst of all things. What about us? Has not God blessed us with the best? Quote, "The more his fruit increased, the more altars he built. The rich his land became, the richer he made the sacred stones." Unquote. Hosea chapter 10 verse 2. It echoes the voice of the rich man in the gospel. Quote, "I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." Unquote. Luke chapter 12 verse 19. More we are relaxed, less we engage in our personal repentance. A divided heart distances its breathing through the blood vessels of poverty-stricken humanity. Quote, "No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money." Unquote. Matthew chapter 6, 24. Our proximity with the suffering humanity reveals the depth of our sanctity. The responsorial psalm prays, "Seek always the face of the Lord." Psalm 105, verse 4. We begin reflecting the mission discourse from the Gospel of Matthew. God sent Jesus into the world to save us. Jesus chose the 12 to be sent into the world. Jesus sends us to bring the humanity closer to God. Jesus chooses us for a specific mission to be accomplished by each one of us. Do we know the mission that is entrusted to us personally? Quote, "Go rather to the last sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." Unquote. Matthew chapter 10 verse 7. May the Lord help us to be generous with others just because God has blessed us so much. May you have a good day. God bless you.